still go to school to get an education. I treat each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really wanna shout it out. All grown up, I want the world to know. All grown up, I really wanna shout it out. All grown up with you. All grown up with you.
Your head, Chucky.
Okay, my head tells me I don't have a head for soccer, especially the me against everyone else goalie kind.
I mean, use it to headbutt, butthead. And Dill, I know learning the rules to an actual team sport doesn't come naturally to you, as in rules for non-rule followers, but it's not kickball we're showing you, it's soccer, no hands.
Why can't we shake it up a little, like no feet or no elbows?
Ugh, Dill. You got it, Dill! Dill, this isn't a game! Okay, it is a game. The point is, when you've got an opening, you can't hesitate. You just gotta go for it.
Ugh, so many rules and laws. You gotta take it slow, bro. I still haven't totally accepted the law of gravity.
Psst, walking growth spurt, 11 o'clock.
Oh, man, not Francine again.
Why's she been all in your face, Tommy?
No clue.
What's the matter, Pipsqueak Pickles? Don't you want to come over and shoot the breeze?
Don't antagonize her, Tommy. For all we know, she could chew right through the chain link.
Hey, what's your beef with me, Francine?
If you don't know, you're more hopeless than I thought. Just be glad there's a between us!
Oh, we are so scared!
Low self-esteem can be tricky, especially when you're a loser. Has the Ask Angelica revolution already lost its luster? Dear Ask Angelica, if you were going to a fancy party, would you wear an updo or a downdo?
Duh, downdo.
I should know. I was recently a witness to a horrific updo tragedy. Why tell when a picture's worth a million words?
Gossip thing could give Ask Angelica a whole new life!
Ooh, I can't wait to get more dirt!
Seriously, why yellow? Why not break free? How many of your brethren can tool down the highways in a busted sea? Chartreuse!
I'm on in less than half an hour!
Be honest, do I look okay?
You're the new PA announcer, as in no one's going to see you.
Oh, yeah. So do I look okay?
Tommy, you gotta show Francine who's boss. If she taunts you, you triple taunt her back.
I'm not really the taunting type. I'd rather just find out why she's got it in for me and fix it.
Fine. Fix fast. Look! If experience serves me, you're in for a balloon-induced sliming.
So, we turn the tables and slime her first! She'll never see it coming!
I'm gonna settle this. What you got there, Francine?
This? Nothing.
Can we just talk this out like two mature semi-adults, cause...
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
All right, I'm ready to close the deal on a fuchsia bus if... Tommy! No!
Dill, what did you do?
helped my bro in his time of need.
You call this helping? Oh, what do I do? I can't let anyone else see me like this. It's all in the attitude.
As a reminder, the Languages Club will meet in the library at lunch. That's all. Bye.
Angelica, I noticed that the number of hits on your website are up.
Now that I've gone wireless, I'm free to roam and mingle with the little people, my loyal fans.
Oh, Ask Angelica has the potential to be so uplifting and inspiring to the fragile psyches of today's angst-ridden youth.
Make up your mind, Miss O'Keefe. You want hits or uplifting and inspiring?
This will be the gossip story of the decade. Full of good old raw humiliation.
Okay, so a few kids saw it, but in the big scheme of things, how many kids actually waste their time reading Ask Angelica?
That many.
I'm just gonna lay low until I can find a way to regain the status quo. My entire reputation's at stake.
To think all this could have been avoided if only Francine had been honest about her feelings.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What? Would someone mind filling me in?
She obviously likes you. Newsflash, Tommy. She's a girl.
The truly scary thing is, that almost makes sense. I'm totally picking up what you're putting down. I mean, hey, I don't blame you for the way you feel.
As in?
No. How you're digging on me?
Yeah, I guess you're on to me, huh? I really do like you. Only I'd like you even better. In there! Loser!
Well, at least we're past the humiliation part.
Look, Deuteroni, it's those girls who hang with Tommy Dorkheimer.
Guys, our table's collective cool quotient is taking a serious hit.
Hi, Angelica. I just wanted to tell you how fabulous your hard-hitting gossip coverage has been. Like, how did you find out that Paris was planning a surprise toe-ring party for Savannah?
What can I say? I have one of those personalities that makes people want to tell all. Now get lost or my next headline will be about how you pluck your unibrow.
Angelica, you have to post a retraction. I demand it.
Thomas. Yesterday's news?
But you owe me. What about our history together? Or the fact that we're blood relatives?
Nope. But I'll tell you what, if you're planning any new ways to humiliate yourself, I'd love the scoop. Ta!
I will not stop. I will not sleep. I will not eat. Until I get my rep back, I will prove that I walk among the unlame. Sorry, big dude. That's one tough-looking kid.
Troy? Nah, he's a total teddy bear. So's his snake.
Snake?
Yeah, Mayflower. He's like 100 years old. Troy's grandpa brought him over from the old country. You know, Tommy, you should get to know Troy. He's a wannabe actor.
Yeah? Can his snake act, too?
Huh?
Phil, get me that snake! Promise Troy a part in my next film if you have to. I have an idea for a little publicity stunt, and if I can pull it off, Tommy Pickles will go from school zero to school hero.
We only have, like, a minute to talk.
But we think it's important to help you see where you went so wrong, sibling-wise.
Dill,
you have to understand that Phil's unflinching respect for me is based solely on the fact that I'm 2 minutes older and light years ahead on the maturity scale.
Yeah, right, Lillian. That's why I heard you do the fart-spangled banner in the bathtub last night.
Say that you are looking very cool and definitely not the least bit, uncool today?
Did you bring the snake?
Did I hear you say snake?
It is a very dangerous and ferocious snake. That's why I keep him double locked in his cage.
I would hate to think of what would happen if he ever got out.
Do not worry. That will never, never happen. Come see for yourself. Behind the gym at 3:15.
What time did he say, Tommy?
3:15. Exactly.
That horrible snake looks so dangerous. Someone, stop the madness!
Oh, no! He is escaping!
Look, Troy! He is charging!
Please! Somebody help me! The snake is squeezing!
I will save you! You big, bad, vicious serpent!
Tommy! You are a hero!
Not butt into Tommy's life. I will not butt into...
Tommy!
No slimy snake is gonna eat my bro!
Well, guess what? I can't just stand by and let my only brother get hurt.
Yeah? Well, you don't have to worry about that. Because as far as I'm concerned, if you can't follow the rules, you can just stay away from me. Forever!
Feeding Tommy to a snake event and not invite Ask Angelica.
You have all officially made my blacklist. I vow to use the full power of my poison hand for payback.
Hi, Angelica. We're a little concerned about some of the things you've been printing about us.
Since most of it isn't true.
You cannot silence me. You will not. Cannot stop me from printing my version of the truth.
No, but I can. The very idea that a website meant for such good was used instead for such ill makes me, ill. If you can't find a version of the truth that doesn't involve so much malice, I'm afraid I will have to pull the wireless plug. Permanently.
Got something for you, Porky Pickles!
I come bearing good news and bad news. Good news? Angelica missed the snake fiasco. Bad news, I didn't.
Gee, and that was my only copy. Except for the ones I posted on half a dozen websites and spammed email addresses around the world.
Why are you doing this to me?
Does this ring a bell?
No, no, I'm not the one you want. Please, don't. I'll be a fifth grader myself in 2 weeks! Please! Spare me! No!
End cut.
That was a scene from the original cut of my cult classic, When Fifth Graders Attack. But it ended up on the editing room floor. How did you even know about it?
Because it was my part, Mr. Big Shot Director.
Your little Franny?
It was the part of a lifetime. I was so excited. I invited all my friends and family to the premiere. My proudest moment. And all that survived was a long shot of my elbow.
I had to cut the scene for time.
It was the most insensitive thing anyone ever did to me. I've never been so humiliated.
Man, I know what it feels like to be totally humiliated, trust me. I guess I owe you an apology.
You think?
I really wasn't trying to embarrass you, I swear. Just like Dill wasn't trying to embarrass me. Oh, he was just trying to protect me.
Hey, I'm not done tormenting you!
Have you seen Dill? He's not in his room, the basement, the hamper, or even the weird places he hangs out.
He went out. He seemed upset, but he didn't want to talk about it.
I'm really worried about Dill. What if he never speaks to me again?
I'm sure you guys will work it out. You and Dill are lucky to have each other.
Yeah, we are. Hey, my soccer ball! It's gone! I know where Dill went!
I can follow rules. I'll get it. Man!
Something real. Something real. Oh, who wants real? Real's boring.
Ooh, there's potential.
Seriously, guys, if you're in the neighborhood, I could use a three-finger hand right about now.
I was sure he'd be here.
A little to the north, T!
Hang on, bro! I got you, Dill!
T, I'm so sorry for messing up on the whole Brother Rules thing.
You know, Dill, Brotherhood's totally a team sport. And the only real rule is you can't put any rules on it. I was a total idiot.
Hey, you want to shoot some hoops?
Sure. Dill,
go ahead and drop! I got you!
Either I'm facing a new friend or certain death. Thanks, Francine. You just might have saved me from a broken leg.
Almost would have made us even.
Francine, the whole film thing, I'll make it up to you. I swear.
Tommy?
Which of these do you think is better Ask Angelica material? This or this? I'm leaning towards the second.
You know what, Angelica? Go ahead and print the picture. My reputation will recover. Eventually. There are a lot more important things.
Way to take all the fun out of it, Pickles!
I have a question for Ask Angelica. In my email to Miss O'Keefe's about how your gossip is damaging the fragile psyches of our already angst-ridden student body, should I sign my name Francine or Franny?
So, Tommy, I'm thinking now would be a good time to talk about our next film collaboration.
Four!
We'll be right back.
I had to cut the scene for time.